Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about hurry sickness, because that is something that maybe is well, a little bit more current and maybe a little bit more about the future. Joining us this morning is Dr. Seth Cooper. He's president of the Pan-African Psychology Union. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm well. I hope you well.
I am indeed. So what is hurry sickness?
Well, look, it's something that people have made up. It's about people who obsess over getting things done yesterday and spend enormous amounts of physical and psychological resources to make sure that everything is going to happen on time. And there's a certain obsessive quality about it. I think you can also say the person can go into a little bit of a panic, highly stressed, highly driven,
right,
to ensure that there's perfection, that things are done on time, watches that clock, and so on. But it's also somebody who can cause problems for themselves because of their highly driven nature, but for work colleagues, because they're always there demanding that this happens and so on. So it's a sure way to lose friends and gain enemies in your workspace. But that kind of person will take that kind of approach back home as well. So they will have high anxiety about making sure that something happens according to their conception of it. And if that gets disturbed, they can get off put. So it's about actually getting over that and prioritizing your activities, getting sure that I need to do this on time and let the other stuff happen as it ought to happen rather than stress over it. So they can be highly effective individuals, but not persons you want to be around with often because of their...
Because they're annoying.
It can be very annoying. Yeah. Can be very, very annoying.
If somebody receives an email at 10:30 and you copy it on it immediately, they're the ones that are going to be answering it at 10:31 at night. That type of thing, that everything has to be done according to that type of maybe... It does come from anxiety.
It is an anxious personality.
Right.
But as I say, they are driven people. They get results, but at great cost to the persons around them. And I dare say, to their own physical and psychological well-being. So the right approach is to have a balance in your work environment, how you do it. And make sure you don't take work home. And vice versa as well. Don't take what happens at home into your work environment, which is easier said than done, because when you got up in the morning and something happened which stressed you, it's difficult to leave that at home, and because you're going to be worried about that incident. Could I have handled this right? Or something has happened with the kids and stuff like that. You're going to be impacted by it. But a rule of thumb, don't take work home.
Right.
Don't take your home to work and create a balance. If there's an emergency, deal with it. But also, don't stress over who caused the fire, put out the fire, worrying about who did it, and let me find out about these things. Those are the work life balances one needs to get into one system.
So it really is about it's really to some extent about flexibility, isn't it? Because this type of a person has imposed their own system on the world, and it's their system of their way of coping with their own anxiety. But the problem is that they can't demand, I mean, they can demand it, but it's not realistic to expect other people to live according to their anxious needs. So they've set the tone in this by, if they aren't flexible, it's going to cause a tremendous amount of conflict in whether it's a home or workplace or any other environment.
Yes, And you know, one doesn't have that insight necessarily to realize what one is doing in one's environment. Highly strung people can be like that. And as I pointed out, the degree of obsessiveness, if you like, because you stress over something that in the scheme of things won't really matter. But they're driven, they get results. And if they don't get their way, then they get frazzled by that. So it needs help. It needs help to sort yourself out, rather than own something as if it is yours and you have the right to do it.
Mm.
And during COVID, I think we've been intruded on by all sorts of external demands. And people can, as that example you gave, somebody sends off an email in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And if you're awake, then you can respond to it rather than leave it. But you need to assess, is this important enough that I should obsess over that and disturb my sleep patterns, for instance? So it's all those kinds of things that one needs to balance out in one's life.
I would imagine, though, that because of the additional anxiety that we all went through during COVID, and whether it was about livelihood, whether it was about health, whether it was about the future, about people around us, that must have exacerbated the problem for anybody who is vulnerable to this type of approach.
Yes, it's a characterological defect, if you like, because one has, it works for your sense of well-being and sense of achievement, but it is a problem because you're very difficult to be with and very difficult to be around because you're going to be cluttering everybody's headspace, if not physical, by your whirlwind approach. I need this. I'm going to get that done, and so on. So it is somebody, yes, there's a degree of high rigidity about it as well. And yet when you speak to that person, they think, well, they are amongst the most open, and actually they're sharing their thoughts with everyone so that everyone can understand issues rather than bottling it up. But it is a deep-seated characterological problem if allowed to develop from your childhood into teenagehood. Then it's going to get imprinted in how you respond to your world.
Charles wants to know, is punctuality part of this?
No, you know, if a meeting, look, you on the air, you know that at a certain time the news must go on. And that is about punctuality, because you want to create certainty for those you are reaching out to and who rely on you, because they expect the news to come at 7:30. They don't expect it to come at 7:32, because they're getting used to that. So, and keeping an appointment is being respectful of the other person, but also respectful of what you're doing. But if you obsess and arrive there 1 hour early because of whatever, it's going to eat into your time as well, because you're going to be arriving oodles of time early instead of arriving comfortably early. So there's a massive difference between being punctual, being on time with what you're doing, and obsessing about it. Now you can really obsess because you can, 10 minutes before that, start getting highly agitated because Howard is not there. You're going to get really off put by it and be uncomfortable with it. And when Howard pitches 2 minutes before the time, you think, well, the cheek of Howard coming when I came here 10 minutes early, but your appointment was for X time and Howard is not late. So there's that reverse side to that. So being punctual ought to be something that one should do.
In
but not being punctual can also be a problem. You know?
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. So what is the best, before I let you go, what is the best way to deal with it? If you see somebody, if somebody in your world has this hurry sickness, and as you've said, it's not a real thing. It's not a real sickness. It's symptomatic of a number of other issues. But if somebody around you behaves in this way, or if you yourself, if you recognize yourself in this, what's the best way to deal with it?
The best way to deal with somebody else is find a quiet moment when they're not in that mood, of being overbearing, being over obsessive about something, and say to them, look, the following, I've noticed the following, and can we talk about it? If the person shoves you off, then say, well, I've approached you on it. And at a time when they impose on you, you can point out, this is what I tried to say on Tuesday when you're showing this. You know, I think you need some help. You need to step back from it. Otherwise, you're making all of us uncomfortable. And it's because the person needs help. They, as I say, they can be highly results oriented. They can produce and so on. But the cost of that to themselves and to others in that environment can be serious and needs to be taken care of.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting indeed. Again, your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. That was Dr. Seth Cooper, President of the Pan-African Psychology Union, talking to us about so-called hurry sickness.